Florida lawmakers have started rolling out several proposals and ideas to cut or curb health care costs. The move comes as one of the biggest parts of the state budget, health care, gets bigger. State economist Amy Baker says that's due to a number of reasons, but there are two other factors that have been driving state conversations in recent months.
And the fourth one is prescription drug costs overall. But the other thing that's going on is we've definitely seen some level shifts. Part of it is that we just have more people demanding health care now.
The demand growth is due to more people getting insurance through the Affordable Care Act and some learning they're eligible for Medicaid. The state has approved rate hikes for most of its insurers, including those charged with running Florida's Medicaid Managed Care program. Some companies have said the surge in demand, especially in Medicaid, is causing financial losses. But Republican State Senator Joe Negron says the insurance companies are flush with cash.
Insurance companies are now so profitable as a result of the Affordable Care Act, that they're buying each other, as you mentioned in your presentation. Aetna is buying Humana for $37 billion. And then Anthem is getting ready to acquire Cigna for $54 billion. So these are all very good developments for the insurance companies, for their shareholders.
But Negron argues it's not good for physicians and patients. There are growing problems with doctors who say they're not paid properly for their services. And patients have complained of narrow networks and more restrictions on medications and services. Now the state is trying to figure out what to do about it. Florida will have a budget surplus next year, but most of it will be sucked up as health care costs grow due to more expenditures and the loss of a federal program that supported hospitals treating low-income patients. Another round of cuts to the low-income pool is coming, and most lawmakers have dismissed talks of using other federal dollars to make up the difference. Instead, as Senate Appropriations Chairman Tom Lee points out, they'll be looking at alternatives.
There are a lot of proposals out there from CON to scope of practice, having hospitals post their rates, to group health insurance, and there's reasons why there's so much focus on things like those.
Many of these proposals have been circulating for years, and several were put forth by the State House of Representatives last year, but they didn't get traction in the Senate. Meanwhile, Senator Lee says the plans will be reviewed and judged based on how well they can bring down costs. He says he wants to address it this year before it becomes an even bigger problem for the state. Medicaid is already making up the largest share of Florida's overall budget. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.